All right. Conservation Director for Bassmasters in Aurora joins us now. Of course, he writes articles about fishing and all of his adventures in many magazines and newspapers. He blogs all over the place. He is a champion for sport fishing, in fact. How's that? His name is Will Wegman, good friend of the program. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I am actually wonderful, all things taken into consideration. You're not doing any you're not doing any crazy swimming or, you know, marathons or biking or horseback riding or anything like that today, I hope.
Well, not the biking and the horseback riding, but as you know, I'll be doing the Sun City Swim again in Orillia on August 10th. So that should be interesting. Once again, swimming across Lake Kuchiching.
Yes, yes. That's always a fun event for you, isn't it? For the life of me, yeah. I can't understand why, but I know you love jumping into that cold water and heading across the Lake of Many Winds, Kuchiching.
Yes, and many fish. It's my Will Swim with the Fishes campaign. So any excuse to become one with the fish.
All right, tell me about this. Tell me about this Algoma fishing trip.
Yeah, so we're actually on our way. My brother Marcel and I were on Highway 400 just south of Parry Sound right now, and this will be in the neck of the woods that you're very familiar with along Highway 17 towards Sault Ste. Marie near Blind River.
Nice.
We near Iron Bridge, actually, and it's Birchland Cottages. We're staying there on Clear Lake for a few days. And what's interesting, in Fisheries Management Zone 10, they have a year-round open bass season. So the premise of my trip will be to promote that early season. And although dogs allow harvest at that time, my whole idea is to promote how important it is when you have these open fisheries in the spring to practice immediate catch and release. So I'll be writing about that for various articles that I'll be doing, and hopefully try to spread the word, not only that there is this open season available, but that anglers use it responsibly and release all the bass that they catch at this important time of year.
I'm so glad you made that comment there, because we have to be careful, you know, as bass anglers. Anytime somebody opens the door for us, we walk right in and say yahoo, but we have to be responsible. I tried that. I did exactly the same trip you're on right now. Last year, Pete and I went to sample this out, and I'm going to tell you about it when we come back. Can you sit tight with us for a quick moment? I got to take a quick break, Will.
I'll be here.
All right, my friend Will Wegman, Conservation Director for Bassmasters, on the line with us. So we're going to be right back. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Good morning, everybody.
Want to learn more about a guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishin' Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishin' Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, ODJ Radio on Sportsnet 590. I don't think I've ever said ODJ Radio before.
Once in a while, you say it.
Sportsnet 590, I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeis over there, Jessica Ellis over there, and on the phone, our roving traveling reporter today is Will Wegman, Conservation Director with Aurora Bassmasters. And I was telling you, Will, we did that pilgrimage last year, Pete and I, because we were pretty excited, you know, about an open season for bass when it's still closed down here. But we went up there with a different angle, you know, and we really wanted to focus on pre-spawn bass. Well, the problem that we encountered was the weather had not cooperated early that year. And in fact, the bass were not even setting up for pre-spawn yet. I hope you don't find those conditions.
Yeah, you never know, because it's been one crazy spring all over Ontario, with some areas that are, you know, on track and others 2 weeks behind. So I intentionally didn't want to find out too much information. I love those kind of challenges and surprises. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what we come up against, whether they are in pre-spawn or post or during the spawn. And what's interesting, though, when I have found spawning fish, if you don't want to fish them, you can go out deeper, and people don't understand that all bass don't spawn at once. So if you don't want to fish spawning fish in these kind of areas, you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's the message that we kind of delivered on the episode we shot. And we went there just to check it out. We were very curious, much like you are. But, you know, as most of you who I consider true professionals and friend of fish, most of you know that, you know, there's a certain time of year where we probably shouldn't be too eager to promote folks dropping a line, especially, you know, during spawn season. So it's one of those catch-22s. It's available. It's there. We just need to be responsible as anglers. You made a good point. You don't have to fish spawning fish on beds when you're fishing a spawn season. You could go out deeper like you're going to do.
Exactly. Well, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. Yep. No doubt.
Any particular game plan? Have you come up with a way you're going to try and catch these fish?
Yeah, I'm going to throw a lot of jerk baits to start off with. I find, you know, my trusty Rapalex Rap is an amazing search tool. And then maybe we'll have to slow down with some drop shot or tubes. What's really interesting, though, I hooked up with a local guide up there, Adam Valley, and he knows of a largemouth lake right across from this Birchland Resort, not too far. He's going to take us into, and it has walleye and bass and largemouth, which is, nice. I didn't know they were up in that neck of the woods. So we're going to try that out actually today and then tomorrow morning. And then the rest of the time we're staying on Clear Lake where Birchland is, and going to experience mostly just smallmouth bass.
How far are you from Lake Lauzon? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I know of that lake. I think we'll pass it. And same with the Spanish River. You know, that's in that neck of the woods, too. We were going to check that out. But with crazy water levels and current and whatnot, we decided not to this spring.
Well, you're certainly in the right neck of the woods for sure to experiment some a wonderful early season bass fishing. And I know you're going to give us a full report when you're done. How long are you going for?
We'll be back Wednesday night, so a few days.
So we're going to probably cross paths because we're heading all the way up to Lac Seul. We leave Monday morning. Yeah, so we'll be driving right by you. If I remember, I'll try and give you a call when we're up in the area that you're in. Maybe we can hook up.
Yeah, that would be excellent. You're going right by me, and I'm apparently this Birchland is just a few hundred meters off of 17, so you're more than welcome.
All right, my friend, enjoy. Let us know how you make out, and be safe out there.
Will do. Hope you and Pete have a great trip as well, Ange. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Will Wegman, he is the conservation director for Aurora Bassmasters. He's heading up north as we speak to experience something that's certainly unique to us folks who live in the south, but certainly not that uncommon for people who live in the north. He's going to experience some pre-spawn and spawn bass fishing, which I know my next guest has got an opinion or two on this one.